God bless you. It's a joy to be with you. I'm glad to be here. Matter of fact, I'm glad to be anywhere. When you get to my age, I'm glad to be alive. That's right. I'm just breathing, and that's good enough, huh? And when I finish breathing, I'm going to be with Him, huh? The Bible says, absent from the body, present with the Lord. And that's far better. And that's what I have. Now, I'm not afraid. I don't want to die. Really, I like to live. I enjoy living. I have a good time. But I'm not afraid to die and ready to die. And the Bible says to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. And that is far better. And that's what you should have and I should have. And praise God. Let God deal with your heart. If you've never accepted Christ, accept Him tonight as your Savior and walk with Him every day. It pays all. I'm coming up here now to this age, nearing 100 years of age, at a long, long time. But I've been a long time. And thanking God for every bit of it. And praise God for the years in Chattanooga and for the start of the mission. I was here for the first opening day when the mission began years and years ago. I've been with them all through this time. And thank God for all of it. All right. God bless your heart and good to be with you. Now, in Philippians 1:21, He said, "For me to live is Christ, to die is gain." Philippians 1:21, "For me to live is Christ, to die is gain." Now, the big thing to know Christ is your Savior and walk with Him every day. And God wants you to walk with Him and talk with Him and live for Him every hour and every day of your life. Let the pianist come back up, if you will, please. The pianist. She gone home? No, she's still here. Come on, lady. Come on. And do you preach very much? Praise God. I'm glad you don't. But I'll let you do a little for me on the piano in just a moment. "For me to live is Christ, to die is gain." Now think of that text. "For me to live is Christ, to die is gain." Is that true of your life? It should be. Mine, your life, every life. And we should be in tune with God all of the time. In tune with God. There's a right place and a wrong place for your life. The right place is in Christ. The wrong place is out of Christ. And you're wrong anytime you're away from God. Anytime you get away from Christ, you're out of place. You're in the wrong place. You're out of tune. Out of tune. I want you to listen to the piano. Play a chord to C, if you will, please, man. Just a chord to C. Yeah. Hear that? Isn't that beautiful? C, N, G. Three notes. And very simple, very beautiful. And it harmonizes. Now, that's the way you're to be with God, right? You're to be in harmony with God all of the time. Now, we're all kind of different people. Some people are what I call high C folks. Two octaves above middle T, one note, two octaves above, one octave higher. Yeah. There's some high C folks. I mean, they're exceptional. They can do the unusual thing. But I watch some of the high C folks. Sometimes they're not in tune, huh? Sometimes they don't go right. Some are out of tune. Strike an octave under middle C, one octave under middle T on C. Yeah, come one octave lower than that. Yeah, some are way down, and that's low. That's way down, low C. And but they're out of tune. God wants you to be in tune all the time. Right with God. Keep your heart right. Men, keep your heart right with God. Ladies, keep your heart right with God. Keep right with God. In the mission, out of the mission, no matter where you go, keep right with God all the time. Now, when you're right with God, you're in tune with God. Play accordion to C again. Leave both hands. Yeah. Isn't that beautiful? See how to harmonize? C, N, G. Three notes. But they harmonize perfectly. God made it that way. And God made it for you to be in tune with Him. And there's to be in tune all of them. Not a discord, but there to be a harmony of sound. Now, this hurts you, but do it what I say. Take both hands, bring down the piano, hard as you can. Rip on. That's enough. I won't listen to that very long with you. I don't want to hear that. That's what you call discord. That's what you call, let me give you a $25 word. That's what you call a cacophony of words. A cacophony. A discord. That's no good. You want to be in harmony with God, in tune with God all the time. Keep right up. Know Him as your Savior. Walk with Him. Make Him your Lord and Master. Step with Him day by day. Read His Bible. Pray. Stay close to the Lord and let God bless your life. Now, if you will track the cord and see again, believe, man. Thank you, man. And you're through. Thank you, man. God bless you. Now, I want to be in tune with God. In tune with God. And that's what God wants for your life and for my life. And we can be in tune with God. Let me give you some words to think about. If I'm to be in the room of God, there must be audition. A-U-D-I-T-O, and audition. That means hearing. You ever notice how the Bible said, he that hath ears hear, let him hear? Huh? You're to hear the word of God. Now, when you come to this mission, you come to hear. To hear the word of God. How to live. How to behave. How to talk. How to act. And you're here. Now, to be in tune with God, there must, number one, be audition. And you've got to listen to God and listen to God and hear what God has to say for your life all the time. Second of all, to be in tune with God, there must be compassion. I've got to care for others. I've got to care for people around me. I've got to care for the men of the mission. I've got to care for men and women up and down the street. I've got to care for all people. I've got to love the soul because God loves them. And there must be compassion. Now, the mission is here for compassion. That's your reason. You're here not to criticize, not to find fault. You're here to have compassion upon those who are lost. And if we're to be in tune with God, there must be audition, listen to God. And second, there must be compassion. Then number three, to be in tune with God, there must be correction. If something is wrong in your life, make it right. If something is wrong in my life, make it right. Something wrong in your life, make it right. If I'm not praying enough, make it right. If I don't read the Bible enough, make it right. If I'm not going to church like I ought to, make it right. And I'm to be right with God. Audition, confession, correction. Then number three, if I'm to be in tune with God, there must be submission. Submission. Father, thy will be done. I'm going to say, Lord, I want your will to be done. No matter what it may be, I want to do the will of God. God's will for your life. Here I am, way up in the 90s. I was saved at 14. I was called to preach at 18. I knew God called me. I never planned to be a preacher. I planned to be a businessman. I had already finished a business course in Louisville, Kentucky. A heavy, heavy, big course. I graduated from it. But God said, I want you in the ministry. And I began at 18, the life of a preacher, and have kept maintained that for all of these years, and 40 years and more here, right in Chattanooga in one place. Now, what I'm saying, there must be audition. We've got to listen to God. There must be confession. We've got to say, Lord, I need you. There must be a correction of our lives. Be right with God. Make your life right with God all the time. Then there must be, number four, submission. If I'm to be right with God, I've got to be submissive. Have thine own way, Lord. Have thine own way. We sing more songs and tell more lies in church and place in the world. You know what? Stand up and sing, have thine own way, Lord. Or stand up and say, where he leads me, I will follow. You don't do anything of the kind. But if you want to be in tune with God, there must be submission to the will of God. And say, Father, I want your will to be done. Now, what have I given to you? Audition, hear the word of God. Hear the Bible. Hear the Bible. Secondly, there must be compassion. I've got to be concerned for others. I've got to have a heart of compassion. Number three, there must be a correction. I've got to live a correct life for the glory of God. Number four, there must be submission. Father, not my will, but thine be done. I want the will of God to be done, Mother. I've just got one life. I don't want to waste it. And this one life, I will live for God. I'm going to be submissive. Where he leads me, I will follow. I pastored Highland Park Baptist Church 46 months, didn't I? You know that, many of you know that. God led me to retire and to resign my work in the church and do whatever he said. And since that day, I've been busy every day, all over the nation. I've spoken in hundreds of churches. I'm just doing what God said. The next step is in his hands. Next step may be come home. But I'm to be submissive to the will of God. Father, thy will be done. Young man, young woman, no matter who you are, old people, let God have his way with you. Say, Father, I want your will to be done in my life. No matter what the cost may be, no matter what my friends may say, I want to do God's will. And I'm going to do God's will no matter what the cost may come. I'm going to live for it. Audition, compassion, correction, and submission. And then there must be, number five, if I'm to be in the will of God, there must be direction. I've got to go God's way. God's way. Not my way, but God's way. God's way. And that's the thing that counts in your life and mine. You've got to say, Lord, I want to go your way. I want to follow your direction. We tell more lies in church than anybody in the world. You know, all you understand is saying, where he leads me, I will follow, don't they? They all stand saying, where he leads me, I will follow. They all stand saying, he leadeth me, oh, blessed thought. They don't mean to do it at all. But we must be at the place where we're following God's direction for your life. I was called told the Lord to preach at 18. But at the same time, I began singing on radio in Louisville, Kentucky. And I became prominent in the field of music. I went to Chicago and studied under John Sample, a famous teacher, for many, many months. I paid a big price for it. And the open doors came to me, radio, and homes and churches, and concert and everything. And I thought to myself, that's my life. I want to be in the field of music. I love music. I'd like to stay in that field all the time. But God said no. And I turned from that and gave it up completely and said, Lord, I'll be a preacher of the gospel for the rest of my life. And I've done that through all of these many, many years. And here in Highland Park, you know, 40 years in one place, and seeing thousands saved and thousands come to the Lord and follow him. Now, I've given these words to be in tune with God, be right with God, be right with God. There must be audition, listening. There must be confession. If you're wrong, say, Lord, I'm wrong, make me right. There must be convictions and correction. I'm going God's way. There must be submission. Father, thy will be done. And there must be direction. God's got to guide us and show us what he wants us to do. I think this is an amazing thought. When you look down upon it, here's a world full of millions of people all over the world, right? And yet a great eternal God can hear me when I pray. And God can hear you when you pray. And God can answer your prayer and can give you what you never thought you'd have when you put your hands in God and say, Lord, I want to walk with you, talk with you, serve you, and live for you every day of my life. I want to be in tune with God. In tune with God. I don't be out. Yeah, you see folks out of tune all the time, don't you? They're mean, they're stubborn, they're upset, they're unhappy people. But you say, oh God, I want to be right with God. I want to be in tune with God every day of my life. Let God have his way. Let God lead you and direct you and bless you and help you and make you to be what he wants you to be in your life. Finally, my brethren, walk with the Lord, talk with the Lord, serve God, live for him. Don't be ashamed of him. And take your stand for him night and day, and God will bless you and God will use you. Let's bow in prayer. Every head bowed, every Heavenly Father, we pray that now at this very moment of time, that everyone in this auditorium will be saying, Father, thy will be done. We'll all be saying, Father, I want to walk with you and talk with you. I want to do your work and your business. Now bless every man, every woman. Bless the young, bless the older ones. And lead and guide all of us. Some have special problems. We pray for them. Give them grace and give them patience to wait upon God. And Father, work upon their hearts. And make things to work out for the glory of God and for a blessing to them and to their families. Bless and have your way. Head to about the altar floor. How many here tonight say, Brother Robertson, I've got a special problem. I've got a special problem in my life. Please pray for me. Would you raise your hand? Put it up there. Take it down. God bless you. I've got a problem in my life, and I know it. I know it. I want you to pray for me. Someone else? God bless you, sir. God bless you, sir. Thank you. God bless you, sir. Thank you. God bless you, sir. Thank you. You see, God can see you, and God knows your heart. And God will suit to you the blessing you need in this hour as you wait upon him. Now, Father, bless these friends to raise their hands. Give them a special blessing from on high. May they be led by the Spirit of God. May they walk and talk with the Lord. Heads are bowed. Some of you that maybe have never been saved. You've never accepted Christ. You've never trusted Jesus as your Savior. And you'd say tonight, please pray for me. Would you raise your hand? If you've never been saved, never accepted Christ, never trusted me as a Savior, would you let me pray for you? Slip your hand up and take it down. Just so I can see it. Anyone here? God bless you. I'm glad you're all saved, if you are. Now, if you're saved, walk with him and talk with him and serve him. Father, have your way now. Guide and direct every life. Fill us with the Holy Spirit. Empower us with the Word of God. And lead us day by day for Jesus' sake. Amen. Amen. God bless you.
All right, let's do this. We've got just a crowd of people here tonight. Those of you who raised your hand, you got something on your heart. Most of you know that we're here. Brother Steve's here. I'm here. Adrian's here. Sometime tonight before you go to bed, get a hold of one of us. We're going to be here. We won't go through an official invitation, but you guys know we're here. And we'll be more than happy to talk with you and deal with you on a one-on-one basis. We do want to thank Dr. Roberts for being here. Doctor, thank you very much. It's a pleasure to have you. All right. At this time, we're going to have a prayer of thanksgiving.